It's an opportunity for a trip into the woods to check the taps or the vacuum system, and then tour a sugar house to learn how sap is boiled to make the quintessential taste of the Northeast, maple syrup. New York State produced 360,000 gallons in 2012, down from 564,000 gallons in 2011. Heat waves in March last year stopped production early. New York State Department of Agriculture spokesman Joe Morrissey.
Maple production is a very big economic driver in New York State. I mean, New York is an agricultural state, and we are a national leader in maple production. We currently rank second in maple production nationwide.
New York State Maple Weekend showcases producers, and the first is this weekend. The Upper Hudson Maple Producers Association expects nearly half of its member sugar houses to participate. Mary Jean Packer is the marketing manager for the association and at Mapleland Farms in Salem.
We believe the single largest driver for demand is the entire buy local movement. More people are aware of where their food comes from and food safety. Frankly, people just don't want to take a chance on a product that has a lot of artificial ingredients or comes from a long ways away. People are really willing to learn more about how products are made and seek them from local farms.
New York State Maple Producers Association Executive Director Helen Thomas reports that the sap run has so far amounted to a good normal season. Thomas says the weekend event should allow consumers to see what producers can accomplish in a short, typically six-week harvest season.
It's an agritourism event that brings the consumer to meet the real people that make the product. New York has probably 1,500 maple syrup makers, and that number's growing. Some producers tell me it's affected their bottom line. They do a reasonable sales business on maple weekends. There are equally as many folks who just have a good time, and that's fine too. We all feel that if people see what the real pure product is and are aware of it, they're less likely to buy the artificial imitators. And that's really our goal, to make sure that people understand there's a difference between real maple syrup that has one ingredient and artificial syrups that haven't ever seen a maple tree.
According to the USDA's New England Agricultural Statistics Service, the U.S. produced 1.91 million gallons of maple syrup in 2012, down 32% from 2011. Vermont led production with 750,000 gallons, followed by Maine and New York, which tied at 360,000 gallons. Massachusetts produced 40,000 gallons of maple syrup. More information on Maple Weekend is available on our website, WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.